All right. Hello, everybody. I'm back, and I am here to do the BAQ, the Badass Audio Questionnaire, as submitted by Jack Off to Audio 555. I absolutely cannot wait to get going, so let's do this. All right. Number one, would you rather get caught fapping by the Pope or by your mailman, and why? I would say the Pope, definitely the Pope, because, okay, Jack, you did this to yourself, because I am notorious for digression, and you said be as detailed as possible, so if this thing ends up being long, I entirely blame you. I would say, because I don't know the Pope. The Pope is in the Vatican. The Pope is doing his papal duties. He is tweeting in Latin. He is doing all these things that have nothing to do with me. I doubt he knows I exist. I am positive he has no clue that I exist, okay? So if the only time I was to meet the Pope was in that delicate situation, I am pretty sure both of us would be willing to block the memory out as quickly as possible. And he still wouldn't know my name or who I was or why the heck this random girl was just doing that. And if he wasn't coming in on me, like, into my area, if I was in the Vatican doing that mess, I deserve what I get. Like, what? Who would do that in the Vatican? What? No. I'm such a Latin nerd, and the Vatican is, like, the only technical country that still has a evolving Latin grammar, which means that the language is very much still alive. Well, Latin's alive anyway, but it's very much still alive in the Vatican because it's still spoken regularly by the people there. And, oh my gosh, I don't know if that interests anybody but me, but I want to go one day and speak the Latin because I'm not that good at it. But, you know, I want to do a little, you know, paternosters, a little all that stuff because, you know, learning it in Latin is fun. I want to read Catullus with some crazy Romans. Who knows? I don't know. Catullus is hilarious. Remind me, I need to read some Catullus to you guys because he's so filthy and he's so hilarious. I can't even get over him. But I digress. See, I told you. Okay, I digress. Well, and as for my mailman's a male woman. She's a woman, and I've met her, and she seems like a really nice lady. And she stopped her truck so I could run up and put some letters in there. And she seems so nice. I would never want that to ruin our relationship between my local postal worker and myself. That just doesn't seem great. It doesn't seem like a good situation. It seems like I wouldn't like that at all. No. I would just say just all 1,000 times no. So the Pope. Let me move on. This is going to take me years if I keep going on like this. All right. Number two, would you rather have an uncomfortably loose or an uncomfortably tight vagina? Part two, would you rather have an uncomfortably huge or an uncomfortably small penis? Explain your choice. I will say I'd rather have an uncomfortably tight vagina, and I'll tell you why. Because to have something be uncomfortably loose would mean that it would, because when I think loose, I think things, parts moving around. I don't know if you mean loose like outer or loose inner. See, that's very important, because if you're talking about the loose outer walls and all that stuff, labia and things like that, that would be so awful. But if you're talking about inner walls, if you're talking about just the actual inside, then that might change the question, because if it was super loose, then it's loose. But uncomfortably, no. Because then if it's uncomfortably so, then it would feel like there was like a gaping hole inside me, which technically there is, but it's not gaping. Oh, well, I guess, yeah, I'll still go with tight, because other than, you know, not being able to use a tampon with because they don't make extra, extra, extra slender tampons, and maybe, well, definitely some sexual stuff, but sex isn't everything in life, and I'd rather have it be tighter than, loosey-goosey. So I'd say that. And part two, I can't speak to experience, obviously, because I do not have a penis, but if I did, I think I'd rather have an uncomfortably small one. And this is why. It's because there's this huge stigma, everybody's a size queen these days, and I don't know. I feel like if I had a really big one, that's all people would talk about. It wouldn't be, hey, look at, well, would I still be a girl if I had a penis? Not technically, but oh my gosh, I'm thinking too much into this. But hey, look at that person over there. He has a giant penis. And that would be it. Like, you'd be the guy with a giant penis. And you wouldn't even like it because it's uncomfortably huge, right? But that's all people identified you as was, the thing hanging between your legs, which probably scars a lot of children at the pool. But, so because of that, I'd say, because I feel like if you had a really small one, it might be uncomfortable, but you wouldn't have to worry about it too much. It would just be there. Shoot, I don't know what guys think about their penises, except that there's a lot of sensitive area around, talking about size and stuff like that. But yeah, I think, yeah, I'd rather have a really small one than just be known for a big one. It's what's inside that counts, you guys. So, number three, I think this is one of my favorite questions ever. I don't know where you come up with these things. Scenario number three, you are being vaginally, I'm gonna say vaginally because I don't know why I would be anally examined. You're being vaginally examined and you have a choice of doctors. Put them in order of best to worst and explain why. A doctor in clown makeup, your high school crush, a drunk doctor, a blind doctor, and three med students who have to take a look and feel. I'm assuming the reason they all have to take a look, feel, is so that the blind doctor knows what they're talking about. I'm gonna go with that, and let's put them in order from best to worst. Oh man, I'm gonna say the best is the blind doctor and three med students. This is because no matter what, they're just doing it for science. Like, I can feel as uncomfortable as I want, but I mean, it's science for science. I feel like med students would be just as, embarrassed as I would be because I would be pretty damn embarrassed. But that's the best, and I'll tell you why it's the best, because they're all, just doing their job, right? Everything else is some permutation of someone not doing their job or not being qualified for the job. Okay, so the next best, I think, is the drunk doctor, because he or she is still a doctor. He or she still knows his or her stuff, or non-gender specific stuff, whatever, still knows their stuff. But here's the thing, they just happen to be drunk. Now, it depends on what type of drunk, and also, I don't know if I want a drunk person with forceps near my most sensitive part. I don't know what other people think about that, but I'm pretty sure I don't want that. So there's that. But what if the drunk doctor is extremely funny? I'm not a pre-med person. I'm not going into the medical field, but I know for a fact if I was a gynecologist, I would make jokes all the time. I am notoriously goofy, and I would just crack jokes all the time. And if I was drunk, those jokes would definitely come out as I'm thinking them to my patient. So that's the sort of drunk doctor I'm talking about, and I would be just cracking up. I would crack up, but no, it depends on how drunk. Like, tipsy drunk is one thing, blackout drunk is another. And what if the person is like an angry drunk or a crying drunk? Like, Okay, it's not the very best situation, but it's better than the other two options. All right, so that leaves two. I think the third down from the list is my high school crush. Now, let me tell you something about my high school crush. My high school crush had a, I don't know why, like, our class was not the most attractive high school class when it came to guys, but we had a few gems, and he was one. He was coveted by all the girls. All the girls I knew, except he didn't even notice, and that probably made him even nicer to want. Anyway, this guy, he was tall. He had a swimmer's body. He was tan. He had these gorgeous, icy blue eyes and blonde hair, and he was good in English class. That's my favorite class, and we had it together. And I was like, "Yay, you're good at that!" And that, of course, sold me. And he just, he, good for him. So, I would say I wouldn't die if I got to see him again. And I know that's really silly and savvy, but I would not be upset. Like, it would be embarrassing. Let's just say he was like just teleported into the doctor's office and all of a sudden it was his job. I feel like we would both be embarrassed, but also it would be a fabulous story. And I could be like, "So, how was college?" Oh my gosh, that would be a story for the ages. So cool. He's not the best option for this because he obviously has no medical training, but he's so good looking. I don't think I would care. I really wouldn't care. He's so good looking. Oh my gosh. All right, I digressed again. Okay. And then the last and least and last, I just can't. Okay, a doctor in clown makeup. Do you understand? Oh my gosh, what is my voice doing? I feel like it's hoarse or something or different sounding. Who knows? I'm tired. I don't care. Here's the thing. A doctor in clown makeup. Do you? Oh Lord, no, because I am terrified of clowns, right? I dislike clowns intensely. I think that they're frightening. I think that they are creepy. I think that one Supernatural episode with the clowns killing the children was not helpful in my alleviating my fear of clowns. I just it w to think of to think of that phase in between my legs. I don't care if it is a doctor. I don't care if it is the doctor. If the doctor 9, 10, 11, or 12 decided to put on some clown makeup, I would run away. Any other scenario, I would be the doctor's companion. If the doctor had clown makeup, I would run in the other direction and join the Daleks. I swear. I cannot. Oh my gosh, that was such a weird Doctor Who reference. I don't care. Guess what? I am not messing with the doctor with clown makeup. I feel so strongly about this. Ugh, no. Okay, I got emotional. I got emotional. It's just a really terrifying thought, and I'm gonna move on because I feel like I might have overreacted. But if you're still listening to this, I guess it wasn't too bad. So let me just move along. Okay, number four. If you woke up next to a really unattractive person after a night of drinking, would you rather remember what happens or have no memory? Explain why. I'd rather remember because I think I have this really big thing about control and the lack of it. And there are times where a little less control is good, and times where control is important, especially control over your own memory and control over your own actions. And if you have no memory, you have no idea what happened the night before. So if I like woke up and looked to my left and or right and, well, not left and right, because then, anyway, so look to my left or right and see a person, this guy who is just busted, rusted, crusted, tore up from the floor up, whatever you want to call it. He's like that. My first thought would be, if I remembered, my first thought would be a continuation of whatever happened the night before. If I remember what happened and it was not that pleasant, then I can learn from my previous experience. But if I don't remember at all, then who knows what happened? Did he rape me? Did I want that? Did I coerce him? Did we have fun? Did I have a terrible time? Was he an awful person, or was he such a good person that I didn't care what he looked like? See, these are the things that you gotta think about, and guess what? The wondering will drive you mad. So what you gotta do is, remember in the first place. I would say remember, because alcohol-induced amnesia is not cute. It is not cute. I don't understand. People go, I want to drink so much that I don't remember what happened the next day. Okay, so you want amnesia. So you want no recollection whatsoever of what happened to you. You want to be blind and in the dark about your life. What? I mean, I understand if we were in Night Vale, where the motto is, if you see something, say nothing and drink to forget. But we are not in Night Vale. We are in this place in the world where it's extremely important that you remember what happens to you. Yeah. So I'd like to remember. Number five. Okay, this question is so gross, Jack. Like, what? Do you mind if I call you Jack? Can I call you Jack? This question is so nasty. I will answer it, but I have no idea what I'm about to say. All right, number five. If you had to jump into a pool full of one bodily fluid, what would you pick? In this scenario, there is no chance of catching a disease from the bodily fluid. Thank you. Why would you pick it, and what do you think the experience would be like? Okay. What do I? Because it's a bodily fluid. Are you talking about internal fluid or external fluid? Is it something that we excrete? Because everything we excrete is extremely gross, especially since I'm a girl. Guess what? Once a month, I excrete blood. Yeah, I went there. I'm sorry. I went there. I don't know. That was not. I went there. Sorry. Not sorry. It happens to every girl. Ha ha. All right, so. Not blood. I don't. I'm gonna. Saliva is not fun, and saliva can has all this like enzymes and stuff, and I have no idea what that would do to my skin. I have no idea what all that these enzymes and stuff would do to my skin if I were to submerge myself in it. Urine, absolutely. Well, you know what? Urine has been used traditionally to clean, like in ancient Rome, in ancient Roman times and stuff. I think it was different people. There was this one Catullus poem about it. I told you I love Catullus. There was this one Catullus poem about it, about this guy who had extremely white teeth, and Catullus was like, he likes to smile all the time, and he likes to grin because he has such white teeth, but I bet he wouldn't keep grinning if he knew that in this one area, they rinse their teeth with urine every morning, and that's how they get their teeth so white. Urine was also used to whiten togas and stolas and all that sort of thing. They used urine to do that. So all the richest people in Rome smelled like piss all the time, and I think that's one of the funniest things I learned in Latin class. So I digress again. Crap. Okay, so urine has cleansing properties. I get that. But it also smells really bad, and I wouldn't be able to get it out of my head that I was in pee. So there's that. Okay. And then what about, oh my gosh, what about tears? Like Alice, like tears like Alice. I would do that. Cause I'm, yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be that bad. I could pretend it was the ocean. Because it's just salt water, it's not that bad. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take tears for 200, Alex. Oh my gosh, I'm so goofy. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's early. It's early, and I am not as discerning about how goofy I can be. Whatever. I like it. All right, so question six. What two celebrities would you like to see in a pegging porno and why? Do you know I had to look up what pegging was? I had little idea. I had a slight inkling what it might be, and then I had to figure it out. I'm gonna say Tom Hiddleston's the guy who I would pick because Tom Hiddleston is so he's so charismatic and he's so charming and he is so like pure joy and light, and I love that so much. So I want to see him in everything. I want to see him in movies, TV. I want to hear his voice on the radio. I don't care. I would like him in this thing because he's the first person who popped in my head and he stayed there. So there's that. And Scarlett Johansson. I think everyone should love Scarlett Johansson at some point in their lives. And I just think that that would be a very interesting experience. I do. I don't. I feel like if I were to watch it, I would not completely regret it because they were in it. Yeah. That's what I'd say. That's what I'd say. And next question. I think this was the shortest answer that I gave so far. Yay. All right. Number seven. Fuck, marry, kill. Mermaid slash merman. For me, it would be a merman. A centaur and a troll who can cook and has a really nice body. Explain your choice. All right. So when it comes to this fuck, marry, kill, I feel like it is rigged because who wouldn't pick a certain person or troll who can cook and has a nice body to marry? Like, it's rigged that I'm going to pick that as marry. So clearly, troll who can cook and has a really nice body is my marry choice, but I still have two left. Let's weigh our options. A merman lives underwater, has a history. Well, mermaids have a history of killing humans, but not many people think about mermen. So I'm gonna think that they do the exact same thing that mermaids do. Yeah. So the merman probably would wanna kill me too. We all know that mermaids are murderous, scary creatures who I want nothing to do with. Like, they're beautiful and stuff, and I used to wish I was a mermaid a lot when I was younger, but the thing is, if I ever met a mermaid in real life, this think about this hypothetically, if I ever met a mermaid in real life, I would run so far in the other direction because I'm not about drowning. I don't want to drown. I want to swim with the dolphins, not sleep with the fishes, if you get my meaning. Okay, so the merman would have to go. Would have to go. I would never have anything to do with potentially murderous amphibian. Is would you call a merman an amphibian? Because technically capable of living on land, but only with the purchase of a pair of legs from a sea witch, apparently. I don't know where we came from. I don't know how we got here. Oh Lord. All right, that's fine. We're here, and this is what's happening. Oh my gosh. Okay, so kill. I would kill him. I would kill the majestic merman. And I'm sorry, but according to the lore, he would have killed me anyway. He would have killed me anyway, and there would be nothing that I could do about that unless I took action first. And I would hate it, and I would hate myself for it. But I gotta live. I can't. I can't die like that. I can't go out like that. So that leaves the centaur. The centaur. I also think that this is slightly rigged, depending, because, well, it's not that, well, maybe it was rigged in my head. Who knows? Okay, well, the thing about the centaur is, I think we all have thought about this at least once. As I was saying, centaur, a centaur has the bottom half, like the torso is like sticking out of the horse body, and horses have really big penises. And I don't know how I feel about that. Like, it's one thing to have a big human dick, and it's quite another to have a little horse cock inside of you. Can't you? I don't know. I'm too delicate for that. I'm too delicate for that. Period. I am a delicate flower. I don't have time for a horse cock. I don't want it. But I chose crap because I have to, because it's the way the game works. It is the way the game works. And you know what? I couldn't fuck the merman anyway, and you know why? Because mermen have fish bottoms, and fish have sex by the female laying eggs in an arbitrary place. Well, it wasn't that arbitrary. Anyway, in a place, and then the guys like aerosol spray their sperm directly onto the eggs to fertilize them. So there's never any physicality happening, and because I'm a human, I can't exactly just plop my eggs out onto a rock or something. Definitely not sexy. So, but I don't want that inside me. I feel like that would cause permanent damage. I feel like I wouldn't know how else to live my life after that happened. I feel like I would no longer be who I am today if that experience were to befall me. I'm overthinking this, and I know I'm overthinking this, but it's fun to overthink this, so stay with me. Oh my goodness, no. Okay, so here's the gist of everything. Fuck, marry, kill, centaur, unfortunately, troll I'm about to marry, and the merman's gonna die. And that was my answer to the question. All right, number eight. Would you rather be stuck on an island with a person with knowledge of the wilderness but who won't fuck you, or an attractive person who is useless for survival but is open to fucking? Additional point, you can't fap on the island because of magic or something. Explain your choice. So, in the whole desert island scenarios, there are two types of people. There are the people who want to live, and there are the people who want to die quickly. And I am not of the latter set. I am not of the latter set. I want to live, and I want to live a long time. And if that means that I have to hang out with a guy or girl, whoever, it says person, who doesn't want to have sex with me, we're living, we're cool, we're alive. We don't know. We don't have to do that at all. Because if I was in the other camp, a really sexy man who was ready to pleasure me, you know what? We would be at it all the time and would not notice that we were like dying, and then we would die. And no, again, I am not of the latter set. I want to live. And so I would rather do the first one because I do not have that much knowledge of the wilderness to survive it all on my own. Now, if I was one of those people who had a ton of survival instinct, ton of survival skills, like I can start a fire, that's it. Like I can start a fire, but only with a match. Now, if we didn't have any matches, we're messed up. We're screwed. I don't know what to do. I know how to put up a tent, but we don't have a tent. Because we're on a desert island, so we would have to make something. Whatever I make is bound to fall down at least once. And I don't have the patience to rebuild something like five times. Well, maybe I would. Maybe I would have the patience if it was like my only option. But I wouldn't rather. I don't know. I guess. No. I couldn't do it by myself. I would. Pretty dumb boys are not the best thing. TV makes them look good, but they're kind of useless. And yeah, I it's not my favorite. So yeah, I'd rather have someone who knew what they were doing so we would work together and have a best chance of survival. Yeah, and about the whole camp on the island, girl, boy, non-gender specific listener, listen, I have gone so long without any type of sex. Like, I'm good. I'm a rock. I'm fine. It would be a little difficult at first, but yeah, no, it'll be okay. I'll live. Exactly. Get it? I'll live. That's the point. Okay, cool. So, next question. You have the power to spank any historical figure for as long as you want. Who do you spank? Why and for how long? So, when you think historical figure, are you thinking of people who are famous in history or people who have died and therefore are a part of history? Because that's really important. So, I'm going to try and come up with two different answers. Let's think. What about, who would I spank? Because I'm not a spanker. I mean, heck, I wouldn't mind getting spanked, but that's a different point. I'm not a spanker. So if I had the power to spank any historical figure, I'm trying to like go through my lexicon of historical figures because all I'm thinking is historical characters. Like freaking Elizabeth Bennet and Darcy and stuff, and that's not what you asked at all. I historical Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Let's do that. Let's do that. And for how long? I'd say I don't know. I don't know the running time on that sort of thing. I'm not sure. Not very long because I wouldn't want it to hurt. And plus, I'm not heavy-handed, so my hand would get more tired than he would feel pain because I'm not heavy-handed. I'm light-handed. So I would say like 5 minutes less. I don't know. I wouldn't want it to hurt. And Nikola Tesla, because he's number one, he's a babe. Number two, he has so much brains he I can't handle. And I think scientists are sexy. So Nikola Tesla all the way. And I think this is the running second for the shortest answer I have given. And I'm keeping track because I'm trying to figure out how long this is actually going to be by the end of it, but I'm approaching the last question, so not much longer. Number 10, the final question, last but not least. If you could have sex in zero gravity, what position would you do it in and why? I feel like this isn't really honoring the question because I'm not really saying a position, but I would say if I found myself in zero gravity having sex, myself and my partner, we would be making a new position. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You're in zero gravity and you're gonna do something you already know? Are you serious? No. We would be making some fabulous astronaut sex and we would be making new positions. We would be naming them, patenting them, marketing them for when space travel becomes, mainstream, which maybe one day it will, we are going to just dominate that market. And yeah, like this is such a unique creative experience. I don't understand why you would do something conventional, you know? I would definitely want to mix it up and do something new, something that was never been done before, although I'm sure that's difficult. But hey, whatever you do, it's never been done before in zero gravity. I bet they can guarantee that. So there's that. All right. That was so much fun. That was a lot of fun. Thank you, Jack Off to Audio 555. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I know I did, even though well, you know what? If you did not enjoy my rambling and my style of talking, then that's okay, but just fair warning, this is how I actually talk. So, if that doesn't float your boat, that is fine. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.